I have seen too many articles that claim there's virtually nothing you can do to protect your online privacy. That rhetoric inspires depression, anxiety, and a feeling of powerlessness. Half of the videos I watch right here on YouTube give a very clear all-or-nothing mentality, and seem to imply that if you don't fully reject every internet function, you're doomed to be tracked and spied on by any weirdo online. When I started my journey of rejecting the norms of modern tech, the solution I had come up with was a full rejection of many tools and services. I ended up making a video about this early journey, showcasing why I love using a dumb phone and not being on social media. I wanted to present things in a different light. I wanted to show that there was hope, that there was another option. However, as time has progressed, and as some of you have commented, I unknowingly contributed to a parallel rhetoric that inspires depression, anxiety, and a feeling of powerlessness. To many of you, the idea of rejecting convenience meant that you had to make unreasonable sacrifices. It meant cutting off communications with loved ones. It meant risking your job security. And many of you clearly stated that you felt terrible that you couldn't do what I did. That you couldn't ever reject convenience and you're powerless to the system that controls your life. As your comments have come in, I've gained substantially more perspective, and I first want to thank you for that. Your kindness, even in disagreement, has been a driving force to help me learn more and be better. In one of my first privacy deep dive videos, I mentioned a study that 61% of people have no faith that anything can be done to relieve the data collection of these companies. This video's goal is to directly challenge myself to prove to 61% of you that there is something you can do to protect your privacy, and it's not all or nothing. You can continue to engage with the things that you love while also taking back control. First, we need to learn how to draw lines. When addressing privacy, my go-to answer for years now has been to read the privacy policy and make an informed decision from there. Let me clarify what I mean by this. The benefit to a privacy policy is that it is the company's own admission of what they do with your data. We can treat this information as the truth, as it's clearly spelled out by the service in question. Could they lie on this? Yes, certainly. But there are several incentives for them not to do so. First, there are legal incentives. If they lie and get caught, that's a costly fine that could upset the shareholders. Second, there are optics incentives. If they lie and get caught and the media gets a hold of that, oh man, that company looks awful. And they lose customers in the process, which once again upsets the shareholders. Are there companies that don't care? Absolutely. But a vast majority of them don't want to deal with the bad press, so they just tell the truth. Plus, it's not like people actually read these things anyway, so what's the harm in telling the truth? Now here is where we can actually draw our first line. When you read a privacy policy, you know what they collect, why they collect it, how they protect it, and how your data is shared. But as you start to read more and more of these, you'll start to notice patterns. And if you're anything like me, you'll start making assumptions. For instance, Instagram clearly states in their privacy policy that they can read any message you send on their platform. They also clearly state that they will share your information with law enforcement if necessary. Since this is clearly spelled out in the privacy policy, I know that if I use Instagram to message somebody, Instagram has full autonomy to view that message. However, it would be an assumption to state that law enforcement can see every message I send on Instagram. I don't actually know that, as it's not clearly stated in this privacy policy. I do know that if I do something to break the law through those messages, Instagram could share those messages with law enforcement, but I don't know, nor can I actually know that the feds are creeping in my DMs all the time. I don't really know that there is an FBI agent always watching everything I do online. I can't know that. If you don't draw a line at what you know, you will spin yourself into a frenzy, as there is always the possibility for yet another assumption. They branch forever, and if not kept in check, they can do a lot more harm than good, both to you as well as those around you. This doesn't mean that assumptions are always a bad thing, but they can rapidly get out of hand, which is why I suggest drawing a line before you get there, at least in regards to privacy policies. The next line we'll be looking at is a good bit more abstract, and might require some more effort for some than others. I want to introduce you to the concept of a window of tolerance. The bottom here represents this feeling of powerlessness. This is the state when you see your information was once again leaked by another data breach, but you feel that there's nothing that can be done. This area represents a lack of change. It's the acceptance of the terrible things that will continue to happen. This is an area I am far too familiar with. This middle green area represents what feels within your control. This could be as simple as reading privacy policies to be informed, or it could be as complex as modifying settings and making changes across services. We're going to dive a lot more into this green section in a moment, but for now, think of this area as the zone of reasonable change. Lastly, we have this red section at the top. This is where making extreme changes lie, where the changes are unreasonably disruptive and cause more problems than they'd ever solve. This is what some of you were referring to with the consequences of fully rejecting things. This zone can quickly get out of hand and send you straight back to the bottom, which sometimes can lead to this terrible ping-pong effect where you make an extreme change and then it doesn't work out, and then you get depressed, and then to try to get out of it, you make another extreme change. Now, I really want to call out that this window of tolerance is not only different for every person, it's different for every single situation. In this case, we're applying it to controlling privacy. So we will tie this to each service. I really can't emphasize enough, this is not a one-size-fits-all solution. It requires a lot of self-reflection, and it needs to be based on what will work for you and your situation. Some of the questions that you can ask to help guide yourself through this are things like, what are you comfortable with? What changes are reasonable to you? When asking yourself about changes, you need to consider what will be sustainable. Again, we really don't want to rocket off into that red zone. When applying this to various services, you could ask yourself, what are the benefits to this service? Do the cons negate the benefits? If not, what things could make you feel better about using this service? Even questions like, do you need this to talk to friends and family, can really help guide things quite a bit. Here's where I want you to be able to challenge yourself though. You see, this window of tolerance is not concrete. It can, and does move as you change and grow as a person. In regards to that last question, let's ask another question. Is it possible to convince your friends and family to use another service for communication? I mean, it never hurts to explore the option, and even if you're not able to pull it off, that's okay too. If you're forcing yourself into isolation to pull off full rejection of a service, that can almost be more problematic. Be social. The window of tolerance is a little tighter, sure, but we still have lots of room to make things more comfortable for you. I'll use myself as an example for a moment. I obviously make YouTube videos, which means that I am required to have a Google account. I don't love their privacy policy, however, I do love making these videos. If I were to delete this account, I would be robbing myself of the joy of making these videos. I would miss out on reading all your nice comments, and it would honestly make me sad to not be able to make these things. So, my window of tolerance for Google is a bit more narrow, but there are absolutely things that I can do within this window to make me feel more comfortable. I changed privacy settings within Google, I've changed settings within YouTube as well, and I even apply external changes to make things like third-party cookies harder to track. Let's run through a few examples to show how this could be pulled off for various people with various preferences. First, we have Frances. She uses Snapchat to talk to her best friend Amanda every day, but beyond that, she doesn't really use it for anything else. She recently saw the live stream I did where I read Snapchat's privacy policy, and she feels like she wants to get away from it, but she would lose contact with her friend if she just deleted her account. So, what are her options? One option is to simply talk to Amanda, something like, hey, I've been concerned about Snapchat as a communication platform, and I wanted to see if you would be willing to try something new that will work better for both of us. Amanda's a good friend, so she, of course, agrees to explore. The two find a new app that has a much better privacy policy, and they're able to keep up with each other. And Frances here was not only able to widen her window of tolerance, she was able to make it disappear completely. Now, not all situations will be so easy. Gene here uses Instagram to talk to his family, and keep them up to date with his latest adventures. He genuinely loves keeping them in the loop, and honestly, he finds a lot of value from Instagram. However, he has read many stories about how Instagram sells his data to advertisers who can target him with very specific ads that feel very creepy. He wants to still be able to use the service he enjoys, but without being bombarded with these creepy ads. If he were to delete his account, he would be sacrificing too much. This is a great example, as we actually have a lot of options here, despite the current visual state of his tolerance window here. The first step I would suggest is looking through the privacy settings offered by Instagram, and turning off things you're not comfortable with. While you're looking through these settings and something doesn't make sense, ask around. You would not be the first person to be confused by this language. I find it confusing still, and I read privacy policies for fun at this point. The next thing I would consider is finding an alternative way to use the service. In this case for Instagram, you can uninstall the app from your phone and instead use Instagram in a web browser. This option just feels less convenient right off the bat, so let me show you what this unlocks. Alternative web browsers and extensions. The perk here is that you can block those creepy ads. There are a couple ways of doing this. If you want the easy option, something like Brave Browser would be a decent choice, as they have a built-in blocker. If you want more control though, for iOS, I highly recommend you watch this video on how to block ads in Safari, links in the description. I reviewed the privacy policy of everything he mentioned, and at the time of making this video, I would personally do things that way if I had an iPhone. For my Android friends, I simply suggest Firefox and the extension uBlock Origin. I also don't have an Android phone, but this is what I would do if I had one. The nice thing here is that it not only helps address those creepy ad issues that Gene here had, it also creates a new benefit. When you block these things, you're using less bandwidth. You literally download less data, which in some cases can actually save you money on your phone or internet bill. Now, the options don't even end here if you use a browser instead of an app. Another option would be to avoid using your phone to use the service and instead use a computer. This, of course, isn't possible for everyone, but if your window of tolerance allows for it, you have even more control on what ads you can block and such. This even helps get rid of a doomscroll source on your phone, which, if you face phone addiction like I did, can be a massive help. Another great option here would be to clear cookies on a regular cadence. If it's hard for you to remember, most browsers offer options on when to clear them automatically. For me, I clear cookies every time I close the browser. This makes my advertising footprint a little more obscure, but it comes with a convenience drawback. I need to sign into every service every time I reopen the browser. This is personally worth it to me, but that's just part of my tolerance window. Your situation will likely look different. In fact, let's open it up to the rest of you. If you do something else beyond what I've mentioned in these examples, please share what you do. The more people that talk about this, the better. You're welcome to share in the comments below, or if you want your suggestion to be more easily searched, I highly recommend posting it on the Reject Convenience forum. What I'm getting at here is that I want you to reject the system, not the service. You are not bad for using services that do bad things. Companies are bad for exploiting us. Do not take responsibility for someone else's greed. I do think social media is a good thing in general, I just don't like how companies have used it to exploit people. We should encourage social behavior and come together in whatever ways we can. I don't want people to feel bad for wanting to find that connection. Reject convenience doesn't mean to reject the tools and services altogether. It means that when you reject the default way of interacting with these services, the convenient way, you gain more control of your privacy. Fully rejecting a service is arguably more convenient, if you're able to pull it off. What's less convenient, but far more empowering, is being able to work against the system while still being able to get what you want out of it. As always, please be kind and patient with each other. If you want to donate to the channel, you can do so using the links in the description. Peace!